Vast universe, opening all matter and energy in all of its manifestations since the beginning of time. Thought gives birth to matter, experience, touch, cosmic skyscrapers of consciousness, bridges along the oceanic manifestation of mind, pointing up to the ground state of energy, wandering through previous perspectives, detaching observer from life laying out in suspension before me, and I could view the four dimensions, recalling easily full detailed perspectives, development throughout my life of ideas, identity, beliefs, coincidences, relations and limitations.
My lives can be experienced
squeeze into segments, climb, red and yellow of Kaluza equations, circle group of U1 space, Riemann universes commutating into my own consciousness, 10th dimensions compactifying into such a small reality. Complete depository of life's perception, all thoughts and experiences of every human, animal, and plant and molecular life form ever existed in the universe since time began. Trace of lipstick left after kissing a lover,
a child's first expression of a pattern.
Buildings too modern to have ever existed
while playing at nursery school.
Wake up still alive. Mine is an extraterrestrial body making love with nobody, perceiving sensations through a finer tactile sense than existing humans, spreading semen resulting in different groups of plants evolve, flourish, and give way to their successors upon the planet's soul over millions, billions of years. An entire storehouse of universal experience is thoughts, actions, variation of experiences that did not take place, pass through one's mind,
the possible taken
that did not manifest. An artist's marks upon a canvas are but one rendering of a multitude of visions held inside the head. Revisiting the 26th quantum dimension of bosonic strings, additionally containing innumerable visions that the artist never dreamed in the wildest feats of imagination. I have experienced events that later manifested. From no time, no place, no witness, but consensus reality, precognitive dreaming of the past,
of physical matter
in a dimensionless point, the big bang and the unfolding of the universe has not yet occurred, is a seething mass of unlimited possibilities contained within a nucleus and manifest universe that I appear to wake up to each morning is no more real or solid than countless other multidimensional universes. What I feel as a piece of solid steel is not actually solid at all. Infinite subatomic particles swirling about at incredible velocities. Existence of self and the universe is experienced during simple dreamy observation. An art creation is switching on and off and through
each myriad manifestations.
Nothing can have a meaning by itself.
Nothing can be wrong.
I experienced the lives and witnessed the perspectives of each life form that ever
lived
on these grounds. Extinguishing of self-awareness. No doubt in the entire manifest universe allowing my identity and experience of life
passing
was all the creation of
a
consciousness. Complete knowledge,
never
thirst of unsalted oceans populated by mammals. Impossible to be a human, nothing farther, finer stage of enlightenment mixed with paradox. To comprehend something in full, one must shrink it to a point of zero, at which stage
There would be no experience or perception. Timeless experiences, time on a cloud last but a few seconds, continually rebuilding our identity of vampires to keep blood streaming, break down my limitation,
break down my
to keep my identity from stagnating, rebuild my ego and develop in the manner I choose, wiser ego, happier ego. Loss of ego,
identity,
or self-awareness, dive into dreamy realms until the ego begins to reinstate itself immediately after it has dissolved. Wise Huxley, capable of remembering all that has ever happened to him and of perceiving everything that is happening everywhere in his
brain and nervous system,
shutting out most of what we should otherwise perceive or remember at any moment and leaving only the very small and special practically useful selection. Survive at all costs. Made biological survival possible.
Mind at large.
Through the reducing valve of the brain and nervous system coming out with a measly trickle of the kind of consciousness which will help us stay alive on the surface of this planet. Know only what comes through
don't
the
buy
valve, don't circumvent the reducing valve,
but the local
I watch human bodies mating, giving birth.
The scene changes,
various animal and reptilian forms have appeared in place of the humans and are now seen mating and producing their offspring, incessant drive that appears in all species to recreate, to produce incarnate offspring, to invite suffering, unlimited universe of consciousness was perfect before. And I continue to watch and wonder the multiplying bodies change to alien entities. The detail of their form is incredible. The body I am watching appear to be moving towards an earlier time in the life of the universe, a string octopus but mammalian, with tubes changing into air segments, spreading dimensions, making and propagating.
Fascinating.
A semi-transparent, constantly moving flow of energy and matter, mother of all forms, a Brahma dragonfly constantly slithering through different shapes under the scrutinous eyes of our observers, creates a Facebook group to satisfy the curiosity for knowledge and to delight in our
ethereal quantum entanglement,
evolutionary carbon copy. Liquid dream and liquid mother,
surfaces
of creature,
animals,
teachers,
climate changes and vegetation, intelligence,
development, potential. The seas of all planets will stay, stable for source and black venom, extracted from the deeper depths of the planet to accomplish the primal tendencies of power worship. Monkeys killing one another off into dimensions, sea mammals. Thinking of the fourth degree of freedom, no satellites,
telepathic communication,
eyes into no matter spaces, with the wind at your back, fragments of identity as sails, and a baggage of personal nature to go through life, silently reflecting on self.